Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson located the cave where the Chihuahua treasure was hidden, but they discovered the major portion had been looted long ago. They carry all that remains of it, a moldy leather sack filled with coins, back to the Diamond A Ranch. Then, leaving Flash to guard Mrs. Croft and Barbara from the benders, they fly to the Caldwell Ranch and pick up Russell, government agent, and fly him up to Hidden Mesa. Russell has learned the aerial smugglers have just taken off from their hideout in Mexico and are headed north. Darkness falls as the three hide in a clump of bushes. The gang speedster, flown by Ace, who is accompanied by Sugar and Sam, lands. While they are refueling, another plane comes in. It is Rick Bender and his father who warned the smugglers that all is up. They decide to fly back to Mexico at once. Russell steps out and calls upon them to surrender. A deathly silence reigns.
It's Russell!
I'll say it is. Come on here, every one of you up with your hands.
Oh, come on now, fellow. Let's talk this over. Maybe we can fix something up. You could use a couple of grand pretty well, couldn't you?
Cut that. Up with those dukes or your goose is cooked.
Come on now, be reasonable. Maybe we could stretch it a point and make it $5,000.
Another second and I'll start shooting. I'm telling you guys straight, you haven't got a chance. I've got 20 men hidden out in these bushes.
Russell, look out! Rip Bender's pulling a gun!
Good shooting, Bender. You winged that flatfoot. Come on, boys, let's make a break for it.
Throw down your guns or we start shooting.
Come on, boys, into that cabin. Hey, Sam, get out that Tommy gun.
Let him have it, boys.
All right, Jimmy, start shooting.
Sam, where's that typewriter? Come on, everybody into the ship. You hold him off with that gun, Sam, and I'll start the engine.
You better surrender, Ace.
Not a chance, Robertson.
Come on, Jimmy, let him have it again.
Come on, Sam. Keep that gun talking while I start this engine. Turn your typewriter on Bender's airplane, Sam.
Give it to him, Speed, Jimmy.
I'll say we will.
We'll be seeing you, boys. All set. Here we go.
All right, Jimmy. One last shot. Maybe we can get him now.
Oh, gee, they've got away, Speed.
Yeah, I see that, Jimmy. I guess our little bluff didn't work. Come on, let's see what happened to Russell. Hey there, Russell. How are you?
I don't know. They plugged me in the side of my chest. It may be pretty bad.
Well, here, let's take a look. You got a match, Jim?
Feel in my coat pocket, Robertson. I've got an electric torch there.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Hey, Jim, if you hold this light while I take a look at Russell's wound.
Oh.
Yeah, by George, Russell, you're sure lucky. There's nothing serious. Come on, Jimmy, we'll have to get him somewhere and have that wound dressed. Do you think you can walk, Russell? Jimmy and I'll help you.
Yes, I think so.
All right. Here, come on.
There we are. Well, that isn't very far to our ship. I think we can make it all right, Speed.
Yeah, sure we can. I'll be all right.
Well, Russell, I thought for a minute your bluff was going to work.
I did too, but that Ace is a tough hombre. He was sure he'd swing if he got caught, so he figured he might as well take a chance.
Ah, come on. Let's help Russell into the front cockpit.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, take it easy.
Up you go, Mr. Russell. There you are. Are you comfortable, Mr. Russell?
I'm okay, boys.
Say, don't you think you'd better fly the ship back, Speed? I haven't had much experience in night takeoffs and landings. And with Mr. Russell aboard, maybe...
I was just thinking, Jim. This fellow Bender's air wing.
Oh, but they turned that machine gun on it as they were leaving, Speed.
I know, kid, but it was dark and they couldn't see very well. We might possibly want to use that ship. It's a lot faster than ours. I'll tell you what. I'll take Russell's flashlight and go over and examine her. If she's all right, I'll fly her back and you can fly Russell in our ship.
Okay. How are you feeling now, Mr. Russell?
I'm all right, Jimmy. Just a little weak, that's all. I'm certainly glad you and Robertson didn't get hurt. Those machine gun bullets spattered mighty close.
Oh, boy, I'll say they did. They sounded like a flock of bees buzzing around. Well, I guess I'd better get in this rear cockpit and start the motor. It can be warming up while Speed's looking over Bender's air wing.
Fine, that's a good idea.
I'll let her idle a minute and then rev her up.
What's that?
Huh? Hey, Speed starting Bender's air wing. Well, I guess she must be all right. There's the engine.
Look, he's taxiing over this way.
Sure enough.
think this bus is okay, Jimmy. You take off and I'll follow you. Get to the Diamond A as quick as possible.
Is that you, Mr. Robertson?
Why, yes, it is, Mrs. Croft.
Oh, I'm so glad. You can't imagine how relieved I am. Is Jimmy with you?
Yes, he is, Mrs. Croft. And Mr. Russell, the government agent I told you about, is with us also.
Why, what? Is something the matter?
Well, nothing serious, Mrs. Croft. But there was a fight up on Hidden Mesa. We ran into that band of aerial smugglers, and Mr. Russell was wounded.
Didn't I hear Mr. Bender say something about a medicine chest, Mrs. Croft?
Oh, yes. It's right there in the living room. If you can help Mr. Russell in there, I'll bandage up his wound.
Okay, let's go.
It's a shame to put you to so much trouble, Mrs. Croft.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'll get bandages and hot water, and we'll fix you up fine.
Say, I wonder where Barbara and Flash are.
Yeah, that is rather strange.
Well, here we are. I heard you mention Barbara and Mr. Lewis, Jimmy. I haven't seen them for several minutes, and I was getting worried.
Well, how long have they been missing?
Ever since the first ship landed.
First ship? Why, who do you mean, Mrs. Croft?
Why, about 10 minutes before you and Mr. Robertson landed, another plane landed and then took off again shortly afterwards. I thought it was you boys or the Benders, so I didn't pay much attention.
Why, we have a Benders airplane, Mrs. Croft. Speed, I wonder if...
Say, do you suppose that...
I'll bet any money. I'll bet any... Uh-oh, listen. Hey, what's that noise outside, huh?
Why, great Scott, it's Flash Lewis and something's the matter with him. What in the world has happened to you, Flash?
Quick, before it's too late.
Come on, what are you talking about, Flash?
Do you know where Barbara is, Mr. Lewis?
Quick, before it's too late. Rip Bender.
Rip Bender? What do you mean? Has he been here?
I heard a plane land. Barbara and I were on the porch. We went out. It was Rip Bender and that speedster with that fella named Ace. They slugged me, and I'm afraid Barbara...
Listen, Speed. I see what's happened. The gang flew here in the speedster, and they've taken Barbara away with them down into Mexico.
Oh, my poor Barbara.
All right, George, I believe you're right, Jim. Are you sure they've got Barbara, Flash?
Well, just as they hit me, I heard Barbara scream. I heard Rip Bender say, "Come on now or we'll hit you." And then I sort of passed out.
Oh, my Barbara.
Speed, Speed, we've got to find her. Our only chance is that air wing of Bender's.
Now, the ship's fast enough, Jimmy, but where in the world would we go? We haven't the slightest idea where they went.
I have. I might be wrong, but it's the only chance we've got.
Where, Russell?
I told you our men on the border had discovered the base used by the smugglers in Mexico. It's up in the mountains straight east of Chihuahua and a little south and east of the sharp turn on the Conchos River. According to reports we've received, they have a small blinker beacon on the top of a mountain.
You're right, Russell. That is our only chance. All right, Jim, get out your maps. We'll plot a course straight for this hideout.
Gee, can't I go along, Speed? You and Jimmy are going to need some help.
True enough, Flash, but how do you feel?
I didn't feel very good a minute ago, but I'm coming too fast.
I'll put some antiseptic on your face, Mr. Lewis. The skin isn't cut badly.
I'll be here to look after Mrs. Croft until you return. Now, what about arms?
Now, both Jimmy and I have guns.
And I know something else we can use. Here. Look what's in this cupboard.
Zowie, a Thompson submachine gun. I'll say we can use that. Okay, let's go. Now, the first thing, Flash, you go out and see that Bender's air wing is full of gas and oil.
Okay, Speed.
Oh, here's the map, Speed. I've got a line drawn from the ranch here down to the point Russell indicated.
Ah, that's swell, Jim. Okay, we're off.
Now, do be careful, boys.
Yeah, watch your step. That gang's plenty tough.
Oh, we'll make it all right, Mrs. Croft. And we'll bring Barbara back, too. Let's go.
So long. You're right, Jim. This must be the field. It's the only place around for miles that a ship could get in and out of.
Uh-huh. And there's the blinker beacon on the top of that hill. I guess it's the one Russell told us about.
That must be. There wouldn't be another one around in this country.
Well, here we are.
Oh, All right, hop out, Jimmy.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, that's what I said, and I meant what I said.
All right, go ahead. Hey, listen. Listen, Speed, listen.
It sounds as though they're fighting. Look, there's Ace's speedster right over there. They must think this is one of their own ships. Come on.
Okay. Speed, look through that window. There's Barbara over there in the corner.
Russell's hunch was right, but Barbara is not rescued yet. Don't miss the thrilling climax in the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.